Imagine a distance runner, and you probably picture someone small and thin, maybe even shockingly so. Some have suggested that running performance decreases by 1% for every pound of excess body weight a runner carries. But only a game's Karen Given recently attended a running event where big can also be fast, and she brought back this report.
It's barely 9 a.m. on a sunny Saturday morning, and already a dozen nervous men have lined up to the left of a raised stage in Worcester, Massachusetts, fidgeting as they prepare to step on a scale to be judged.
Mike from Burlington. He made it, baby! 190!
This is the 19th annual Big Man Run, and while thinner runners are allowed to attend, only big men, those weighing in at 190 pounds or more, are allowed to win.
Most runners are much thinner than that. You know, us big guys, we have feelings too.
Manny Aruda lives in Naples, Florida, but he travels to Massachusetts every year to compete in the Big Man Run. Aruda is one of four big men who've lined up for all 19 races, and he remembers how it all began.
We were having some adult beverages in Corey's Spa in East Somerville.
Corey's was a dive bar kept open long past its prime because no one minded the sweaty runners who drank there after their weekly runs.
So we had done a Tuesday night run, which we usually did, and these two characters come up with this while they were imbibing.
The idea, big man Jack Goolski explains it best.
You know, essentially what you have here is people from every conceivable ilk of life, if you will, every age, all dedicated to the concept of drinking and running simultaneously, I might add.
In addition to the weight requirement, the Big Man Run has a couple of rules. Runners carry three $1 bills to tip the wait staff at each of three bars, because big men always tip. The course changes every year, and runners aren't told where they're going until they're out on the course. The simple act of asking for a preview can result in disqualification. But the race always goes something like this. Run for a while, tip your server, eat a hot dog, drink a beer, and repeat three times over the course of about 4 or 5 miles. Oh, and Goolski says there's one more rule.
You cannot vomit, Ralph, puke, blow chunks, go to Framingham. Can't do it.
We are at our official first 3:04 weight.
Each runner's weight is written in marker on his upper arm, and the heaviest man is declared the mythical pachyderm. Sean Fitzpatrick isn't in the running for that title, but he understands why men are willing to display their weight for all to see.
Most fun race I've ever done. I've run Boston Marathon twice. I've done 1,000 other races, but this is the most fun race I look forward to because it's just pure comedy.
Fitzpatrick says he plans his vacations around this race, but he doesn't pay much attention to the winners and losers.
Not really, because I think we all win, right? Because we get hot dogs and beer. We're guys.
So I'm Carl from Sweden.
Carl, we have a word in America for people like you who weigh 183 pounds running the big man. It's called skinny.
I'm sorry.
Runners come from all over, but co-founder and organizer Paul Collier says they shouldn't expect the big men to take it easy.
These guys are going to race it. You kidding me? These guys will be running hard. They all run hard. It's a pride thing.
Guys, do me a favor. If you're feeling a little distressed, just take a little time off, okay? A heart attack is nothing that we need. So just take it easy. We haven't had one in 19 years. In 19 years, we haven't had one fatality. Nothing.
As racers line up at the start, Jack Goolski positions himself at the front of the pack, right next to a guy dressed as a hot dog. The moment he's been waiting for all year is almost here.
You will physically be able to feel the asphalt trembling beneath your feet, and I'm right in the middle of it, and I'm awestruck every time.
First, take your mark. Get set.
At the sound of the siren, 150 runners rush past. Contrary to Goolski's promise, the ground does not tremble under my feet. Despite the fact that the majority of these runners top the scale at more than a buck 90, most of them aren't fat. They're tall, they're muscular, and they're fast. By the time I catch up with them just a quarter mile down the street, most have already handed their tip to a volunteer and headed inside 3G's sports bar, where regulars fill nearly every bar stool, despite the fact that it's 10:30 in the morning.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That first hot dog and beer go down smoothly, with nary a belch. There's a little more trouble at the second stop, where someone forgot the hot dogs. Runners are told to drink two beers instead. But the third and final bar, just a few hundred yards from the finish line, is where the real challenge begins.
Finish cheering before you leave. Run cheer.
It's good it's only once a year because you tend to forget how difficult it actually is.
Jack Gulski finished the 4+ miles, 4 beers and 2 hot dogs in just over 34 minutes. He's the third fastest runner in his age class, 50 and older, but almost 7.5 minutes slower than the overall winner. He says he's run the Boston Marathon 3 times, and this race is tougher. But that didn't stop him from passing on his love of this event to his son.
Some parents give their kids an inheritance. I gave him the big man.
Back at the finish line, Josh Sharon, a skinny who weighed in at just 150 pounds, is waiting for the beer line to open. Sharon came in 5th place, or he would have if this race recognized skinnies as possible winners. Sharon runs a lot of road races. He's used to finishing near the front, but he says skinnies like him just can't keep up with the big men.
I wouldn't even use the word athlete in quotes. There are guys who are just 190 plus pounds who are solid athletes. And they'll win outright, which is what makes this fun. Like us guys who can be fast at like 5Ks, 5 milers, whatever, we'll get our butts kicked out here.
Every year, organizers say they've put on this race for the last time, which is why it's pretty safe to say that the big men will return for their 20th annual race next summer. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.